This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Proving the strength of the nursing home lobby in the South, especially Louisiana, at the end of the legislative session, the lobbyists were able to attach an unrelated amendment on a mental health safety net bill to block level 4 assisted living centers for more independent living for people with higher medical needs for another year after trying for a 4-year moratorium. All beaches in Texas are considered highways. Some 24,000 commercial flights take off and land in the U.S. every day, most at or close to capacity. According to data from the National Institute of Mental Health, some 38% of girls aged 13 through 17 and 26% of boys have an anxiety disorder. A study found that a third of the 65 Chinese highway and rail products were economically productive, with all the rest contributed more to debt than transportation needs. Wikipedia is one of 127,000 websites blocked in Turkey, with an additional 95,000 pages like social media accounts, blog posts, and articles that are blocked on websites that are otherwise restricted. The PICO National Network, a faith-based community organizing group active in 22 states, is recruiting clergy and lay leaders to run for office next year in both parties. The top fifth of the income distribution, with an average annual income by household of $200,000, has seen a $4 trillion-plus increase in pre-tax income since 1979, compared to just $3 trillion for the rest of us. Among the worst abusers of consumers, according to a columnist, are Taxi TV, the American Truck Group of Gulfport, Mississippi, for its abusive contracts with truckers, and Global Tellink for the exorbitant rates charging inmates and their families in prison. Eric Trump's charity is now being investigated by the New York Attorney General after it paid more than $1 billion to use Trump Organization properties for charity events after claiming that the family's assets are being used at no cost. Journal of Political Philosophy was sharply criticized for a special issue on the Black Lives Matter movement without including any African-American scholars in the discussion. Voice the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.